Hey everybody, this is Aaron Jones, magician with another magic brew, coming to you from Japan. And today's topic, I want to talk about ways to improve your show that are not magic related. And what I'm talking about, how can you use other things, not magic, to make your magic better. And for example, what I did, I'm going to explain some of the things I have done to help improve my magic, that these things are not magic related, but I was able to incorporate them into my magic to improve my show. One of them is when I was about 19, when I was living in Canada, I decided to go to dance school for a year, take dance lessons for a year. I'm not a very graceful person, or I wasn't, and I wanted to learn how to move around the stage. Now, when I'm performing magic, especially stage magic, even if I'm doing my just one person stand up stage magic show, I've got a whole stage in some venues, and it's like a wasted space. And so, learning to dance, learn how to move, but learn how to use the space around me. So I might not dance in the show. I mean, in fact, I don't dance in the show, but get used to using all four corners of the stage, even though it's just me and my magic table and some other, maybe a chair, but I will able to move and engage the audience in the bigger experience. And not only that, it learned how to move blocking my posture. So when I'm performing, because of course dance, you need to have a good posture, so that when you're performing in front of the audience, you know how to move, you look graceful from the audience, because you don't want to look awkward. And that dancing very much helped my performing style. Another thing I did is, I'm not that good at writing jokes, and I still am not. I'm good at coming up with jokes on the moment. During my show, I often think of a joke and say it out and keep the ones that work. I'm not a very good joke writer, but to improve my joke writing skill, because there are times when I'm writing routines, I want to put a joke in here and I have to kind of come up with ideas, and wasn't very good that way of pre-thinking about jokes. So I took a script writing course in writing scripts for sitcoms and comedy type television programs and dramas, and that kind of taught me the methods, the process of thinking about how to write jokes and how to use situations to keep track of that. And something that I would have always wanted to do, but I have never had a chance to do, is take some kind of broadcasting course for radio announcers or TV newscasters, just to learn how to work on my pronunciation and that kind of thing. I think it's probably very useful if you're a performer to get your diction, your cadence, so that when you speak, that your voice is coming out nice and smooth and everything is pronunciated normally. Now, normally when I talk, I don't have a problem, but sometimes, like when I do these voice things, I get, my brain is moving so fast, my brain and my mouth don't mix, and I flub my words. How to control that problem? When I do my show now, it's not such a problem anymore, because the show is pretty much written and set, and so it's kind of the same, almost the same dialogue, so I don't have a problem. But when I talk something new, completely random, my brain tends to race 4 or 5 paces ahead of what my mouth is saying and mixes me up. But taking some kind of broadcasting course is something that I've always wanted to do to kind of improve that part. So these are some of the things I have done or want to do to help improve my show. What kind of extracurricular things have you done? Oh, I've also done martial arts for many years, and that, of course, also helped with movement. But let me know, what have you done that's not magic related to help with your performing? Of course, things like acting is obvious, but anything, let us know. Anything unusual, let us know. That's all for today. I'm Aaron Jones, magician, and you can contact me with your comments and to contact me to let me know you can contact me through Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic, or through my website at aaronjones.com, or through Facebook also at Aaron Jones Magic. That's all for today. So have a good one and goodbye.